My daughter has a book called Ladybug Girl and Bumblebee Boy, and the book is about a little girl who likes to dress in a ladybug costume and she goes to the park. And there's one part in it that I always think is going to go quite a bit differently, because if it were me instead of a ladybug girl, I would act pretty differently. So there's a little boy who Ladybug Girl runs into at the park. And they try to figure out some sort of game that they can play together. But they have a lot of trouble. And at a key point in the story, here's what it says. It says, she definitely didn't have this problem on the way to the playground when she was Ladybug Girl. It was easy to have fun then. Maybe she should just go play by herself. And if it were me, well, I like to be by myself, and so I think that if I were in charge of the story, she would probably go off and play by herself and invent all kinds of fun things to do and have a wonderful time. But I don't know if that would be an acceptable ending in a children's story. What actually happens is that she figures out a game that both her and her friend can play together. And that's probably what would be considered a happy ending in a children's story. I don't know. Kids' stories are often about how you learn to be social with people. How you learn to have friends. I'm going to have to think about it a bit and figure out, are there children's stories that are about how to have fun by yourself, how to understand yourself and be by yourself? I might have to see if we should try reading some of those to Cassie, if we can find some.